for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
But where you saw tents and small houses before, you see high-walled buildings.
Is this what it always looks like at night?
Zed, I think what? This doesn't quite feel right.
No, this is, I mean, we've seen some weird shit, but this is, like, weirder shit.
You can see two figures in what looks like large, like, claws.
I'm theorizing right now. There's a big bird that's coming in and snatching happy people.
Whoa.
And behind this figure is like this wavy black and purple. It looks almost fluid. You can't stop. No. And he turns and begins to move towards the black and purple wall.
I want to throw something at him.
Throw it. You got a boot still?
No. Yeah. But
a boot still.
I am. I'm going to throw the boot. Yeah. I've just been hanging on to it.
And the book goes flying.
Yeah, I'm going to stroll on over and grab that book, Russ. Maggie, I found this note on the Mayor Baron's desk that said if he disappears, he wants Z and Zed to be the new mayor.
Wait, what?
I guess if he doesn't show up by noon.
Unorthodox, for sure.
Yeah.
But definitely on the up and up.
All right, well, I mean, they were a write-in ballot, so this is still legit.
And as you're riding in the back of Mouton Sully's carriage with Rolf pulling you through the streets, everyone has come out, but something you notice is that although everyone is out, two-thirds of the town is missing. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her. I play Nerixis Acra, better known as Glim, a dragonborn paladin. Also she, her.
And Tom Laird.
He, him. And I play Moot, who is a wild magic half-orc sorcerer who also goes by he, him.
And Amy Moore.
She, her. And I play Sullivan Slight, a lightfoot halfling rogue. He, him.
And joining us today, from the end of time and other bothers, you know him as Egerton, but it's Mikey! No, sorry,
oh,
sorry.
No. Oh. He's gonna leave.
Michael Howie!
We didn't even let him speak before he hung up the Zoom call and left.
I know, right?
Come on, Russ.
Please try your call again. Hi, I'm playing Wimmeran Saris. I'm he, him, and Wimmeran Saris is a male half-elf bard. Who is also he, him.
We're very excited to have you here and to meet Wimmeran. I'm sorry. I started with weird energy there. I know you said don't do it, but then I
said
did
that
it.
I was going to throw it in at some
yeah,
point.
But then,
and now, gone.
You can't.
It's out of the way.
Yeah,
right?
I guess.
It's like the Band-Aid. Yeah, you just rip it off.
That's just the exciting thing I was looking forward to. Like, how can I, whatever. It's fine.
Just wait. This first episode, we got to reincorporate one of our own characters as well as Michael's character. So that's going to be fun. Where we incorporate all new characters all the time is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And you could be one of those characters too.
We got crazy characters. Our patrons are you talking about like how our patrons are like wacky and wild characters? Like they're such a character.
That's how I am talking about it now.
Oh,
perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Or is it like,
I really wasn't sure it made sense that way, but they also can contribute characters and items. So maybe that's what you meant.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be an interesting,
ticking a lot of
interesting
boxes
day
here.
Just,
Tom, do you have a suggestion of
yes
what Russ meant?
No, I'm a little flabbergasted, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, David Olney.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Can we call you Davey?
Wicked job.
Wicked job there, David. Or Davey. Yeah, that's what we're going with.
Just nicknaming everybody now.
in ways they don't like. Yeah. Nobody asked for it, but I'm here. I'm here to do it. It's a thankless job.
In ways one specifically said not to do.
But I'm here for it.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. And now, fuck it, let's play! Glim and Wimrin. You met in Jerad Thamar.
Was Wimrin at the Bahamaniacs opening?
Wimrin has been trying to find meaning in life. And in this weird dancing exercise class, saw a pamphlet on the wall about someone who's real chill. Someone who can give you answers. Someone named Bahamut. And just started asking some questions.
So now we've been traveling for 3 days. Glim hasn't stopped talking about Bahamut that whole time, probably. So maybe it's like, I don't know, Wimrin, but maybe like a little more than he wanted, but maybe not.
I understand what you're saying. It's just, if Bahamut is the most chill, how can Bahamut also be responsible for economic prosperity?
Oh, it's such a good question. It's just part of the, like, ineffable awesomeness of Bahamut that he can be both, like, totally chill all the time, but also, like, really help stimulate the economy in ways both capitalist and socialist. It's kind of amazing. He just can be all things to all people all the time.
The one that's really kind of holding me back right now, I got to admit, is the trickle up. The trickle up, it doesn't quite make sense. So you know how I told you I've been trying to sell my barding wares, and it's been a little tricky lately. How do I get into the up trickle? Is that something I catch? Do I have to find like a spout of it?
Well, sometimes you can find like a sorcerer who specializes in up trickle.
Right.
Or I heard about someone once who like was in the forest and they found a magical up trickle stone. So we could kind of keep our eyes peeled for that. I don't really know the specifics of that exactly, but I have enough faith that it's probably going to come to us like at some point. It's going to be very obvious how you can just like jump on that up trickle and ride it to stardom.
Okay, it all sounds good. It's just, it's been, you know, like 3 days and we've been talking a lot about up trickle, and we've seen crickles and we've seen crackles, but no trickles, and certainly none of them going upwards. So I guess I'm just wondering, is there like a schedule, an agenda of Bahamut's plans? And I understand that maybe doesn't go with the chill thing, but, you know, maybe if it was an agenda with stickers.
Ooh, I do love an agenda with stickers, or like the ones where you draw your own little box and then a checklist and then you go through and check the box, but then also cross off the thing on the list. Like, I love that. I don't think that's really how Bahamut rolls, because while he has a plan for everyone, you do still have free will to like make your own choices or search for your own up trickle or, you know, what have you.
Right.
So I don't think we can like find a scrap of paper and solve it. I think we just have to really keep our eyes peeled for that up trickle stone or maybe like a unicorn or. Yeah.
Okay. You just said unicorn.
Well, I've just found them to always be like quite magical and like they might know.
Yeah. But you're just now bringing up. It's just that. Okay. So yesterday morning when you were off doing your business, there was like 8 unicorns coming down the road. And I thought, should I go get Glim? No, you know what? This is a new relationship. I don't know your boundaries. You don't know my boundaries. So I just let the unicorns walk past. I enjoyed the moment in the moment as Bahamut teaches. I just feel that if some of this information were shared earlier, like that was, you know, if someone came up to me with a sign that said prophecy and smacked me in the face with it, I might see 8 unicorns walking down a road. I don't know.
I see what you're saying. First, thank you for not interrupting me I was having my private time. I do really appreciate that.
It's important.
I think you're right. And I mean, if you saw 8 unicorns, I bet there's going to be more unicorns just around the corner. That's the way I've always approached life. It's you know, there's always more unicorns around the corner.
You crest over top of a hill and
you go around the corner and there's unicorns.
Damn, I don't know if we want to meet a unicorn again, you guys. There's one.
We've had some issues with unicorns in the past.
There's one specific unicorn who's out for blood and it's all Tom's fault.
So you crest over this hill and you see before you the city of Hardcastle. is a walled city. There's some broken down tents, some set up tents. There's a couple caravans pulling through. You see, though, what catches your eye particularly is there's a spiral of smoke coming from the center of the city.
So, spiral smoke. Bahamut have anything to say about that, or is that just like a duck penis in smoke format?
You know, nothing explicitly about it, but I like to follow anything unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, let's follow the duck penis smoke.
All right.
You continue on. Are you running at this point? Walking? How are you traveling? We hadn't really established that.
Well, I've imagined that Glim probably walks rather straightforward. That's my impression. So I presume I'm just sort of crisscrossing behind, trying figure things out.
Yeah, perfect. Love it. With more determination now, Glim is walking forward, crisscrossing behind as Wimrin. You get to the gate, and where you would expect to see guards, you see a shield and an axe just dug into the earth. There's no guards around, just those two. And there's a smiley face on the shield.
Huh, it does seem like normally there'd be a guard here, but I've had some trouble with city guards in the past, not here, but just in other cities, so I'm happy to just keep on walking and count our Bahamut blessings that there is not a guard here. How about you?
I ordinarily would feel maybe uneasy in this situation. It seems like something may have happened and it's not okay, but there's a smiley face. And if it wasn't okay, someone would not have taken the time to draw a smiley face, right?
Absolutely.
It's just, it's a good sign. Maybe this is the beginning of the uptrickle.
Maybe this is it. Yes, this is a good start to our entrance into Hardcastle, I think.
You're following the smoke leading to the center of the city, and it wraps around and down through some streets. It's a rather quiet city. There's a few people out. They're looking up at the smoke and also trying to figure out where it's coming from and what's going on. You round a corner, and you find that it looks to be coming from what you could describe as a small castle, a small town hall center. And it's coming out of one of the top windows, like pouring out of this top window.
Someone's having a bad day.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you think the kitchen's up there? Or?
Maybe. It could be some kind of alchemy as well.
With that, an explosion goes off inside, and out shoot Moot and Sully, who fall down onto a carriage filled with hay.
Huh.
These are my friends I was telling you about. Guys, we're here. Are you okay?
Glim, is that you?
I don't know. Are we okay?
There's smoke in my face.
There's a hideous scream that comes from the window up top, and out shoots like this 8-foot giant spider wielding a dagger.
God, this asshole again.
Yeah, everybody roll for initiative.
I only rolled a 5. Oh, plus 5 is 10. Look at that, I doubled it.
17 plus 2 is 19.
You don't have to show off, Mike.
11.
Also 10, but with a 0 bonus, so I'll go behind Sully.
This giant spider shoots out. Wimrin, your first initiative. It lands like down beside where Moot and Sully have landed down, these two people who you probably have heard of via Glim. Mm-hmm. And it's moving towards them, wielding this, what looks in its hands to be a dagger, but could be considered a sword to most.
How far away are they?
We'll say you're about 15 feet away. Like, they landed pretty near where you were.
I'm going to assume that these are good people being attacked by a giant spider of some sort who just came out of a weird, twisty, smoke-filled building. So I'm going to I feel like I gotta play with a new toy. So I spin to look, and it's confusing and concerning, but I can see Glim is getting, you know, amped up and that these are the people I've been told about. So I pull out Bad News, which is this ranged device of rather significant consequence. Does it need to be loaded first?
It does require a load, but I would, you know, depending on how you carry it, yeah.
Okay, so I spin around and I just take a shot at this giant spider thing.
All right.
So that's going to be arranged?
Yes, sir.
All right. 17.
17 does hit.
All right, and I get 2d12 plus 1.
Ooh, damn.
So that's 12 and 11.
Damn.
This is a lot different than my normal experience doing this, FYI.
You're doing a great job.
Welcome to our show. Come on back anytime. Yeah, you shoot in, and like, where do you aim?
Well, I think if it, a giant spider, you aim at the big squishy part
at
the back.
Yeah. Huge backside to this thing. You shoot and it goes in and like blasts out, and it lets out this huge shriek as like green and black ooze start pouring out of it. Anything else you want to do on your turn?
I think just like as the stuff sprays out, just like a good like, huh? Just one. You're right. It's the adrenaline. Hope this is a judgment-free zone.
You can only allow yourself one.
Yep.
Because two is vomiting.
Glim, you're up next.
I am going to run up to the spider and attack it with the Vorpal Sword. Okay. Which, oh, for God's sakes. Well, I rolled a one, so... So that's a 9, so that totally hits, right?
I'm really safe inside of the cart filled with hay. I don't think she could probably slice through me from there.
No.
Okay. Just, you know, making sure. Sounds like something that might happen.
Yeah, no, that doesn't hit.
Okay.
It's the spider's turn, and it's going to try and use its web attack on Wimrin.
And as we know, it's coming from spinnerets, because we know all about spider anatomy.
We know all about spider anatomy. That's going to be a 23.
Ooh.
To hit you.
That's a hit. Yeah.
So you get blasted by this like huge glob of web that like knocks you back and to the ground. There's ooze mixed in because you shot through its body and it's just everywhere now. As an action on your turn, you can make a strength DC 11 check to try to get out on your turn. Yeah, that's all it can do right now.
It's all it can do.
Sully, you're up.
Can I ask you how long have we been fighting this spider before we got thrown out of a window?
How long have you been fighting this spider before you got thrown out of a window?
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know, too. How long have you been fighting this spider before you got thrown out of a window?
I feel like...
I'll say like 6 rounds.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like it's been... I feel like it's been a while.
Okay, so
and you probably see very little damage on the spider because of that.
But you're cut up and yeah, absolutely.
God, I'm so fucking tied to this woman. Okay, and I pull out my frightful sword of reflection, which I haven't yet used. Very exciting. As soon as Mike was like, I'm going to play with a new toy, I'm like, I want to play with a new toy. Let's try it. Why not? Let's go for it. Oh, no. It went to an 11, and then it tipped back onto a 4.
Oh.
Plus 7. Well, here we're back at 11 again.
There we go.
Still doesn't hit.
Oh, well, that's no good.
So how does your miss look?
I feel like the sword is a little oversized for my halfling self. And just heavy. And I'm not... The weight's off. It's just... The hilt... I just fumble with it.
The spider turns its head back down to you and like lets out this spittle-filled scream. Moot, it's your turn.
What's like in the path of me and the spider and behind the spider in, let's say, like a 15-foot cone?
A building?
just picking an arbitrary number there.
So you guys landed in the carriage.
Probably fell backwards.
The spider landed between you and the building. So the building appears to be made of stonework, but yeah, not much else.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to cast Burning Hands at this spider. So I kind of put my hands together and out comes like some shooting flames, and I need a dex saving throw from you, Russ.
Nat 1.
Perfect. Does that mean you get more damage? No. So you're going to take some fire damage as you eat some flames here.
Sweet.
Eat them. 4 on the first one.
You know what? Give me max damage because that was a nat one.
Max damage? All right. Well, then you are taking 18 fire damage.
Like the hairs on the back of this thing are a lit.
And I'm going to roll a d20.
Oh, yeah, please do.
That was also a 1.
What a 1. You guys.
Table.
Perfect, not another perfect, unicorn. Perfect.
I wasn't even prepared for this.
No, neither was I.
Because it'll be the same
please
unicorn.
Not a unicorn.
The ones always come when you're least prepared for them.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm
go.
Always prepared for them. They always do show up.
That is an 80. Wrong.
Yeah, your flames go up. The hairs on the back of this spider light up. And then suddenly, like, there's this like swirling air, and the air within 10 feet of you, all around you, is filled with butterflies and flower petals that just seem to float and flutter all around you. Wimrin, it's your turn.
Moat, that's fucking beautiful, man.
Wow.
I don't even know how I did that.
What have you guys been doing since I've seen you?
I'm really concerned that whatever that gooey stuff was has really gotten into my bloodstream quick. I just need to know if everyone else can see the butterflies.
Yeah.
Butterflies.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to just try and get this goop off now. 17 minus 1 is 16. So I wrestle free of the web.
You bust free. So that's your action. You still got any bonus action or movement?
Can I reload?
You could reload, yeah. I don't know if it says what that counts as. Reload.
I like the action that Michael assumed to reload it.
Can be fired a number of times equal to its reload score. You must spend one attack. We'll say that's a bonus action to reload because that's more fun. So, yeah, you get one reload.
Cool.
But, yeah, you can load and reload on a turn. Okay. Glim.
I am going to attack again. Well, I'm going to try to attack again with the Vorpal Sword. Much better. That's a 27.
Yep.
8 damage. But as a bonus action, I am also going to cast Ensnaring Strike.
Okay.
So you have to do a saving throw to see if you are ensnared as magical thorny vines.
Strength. 3.
You are a large or larger creature, or are you a medium-sized creature?
Medium.
Haha, well then you don't get to do it again. You are ensnared.
All right, consider me ensnared.
At the start of each of your turns, you're going to take 1d6 piercing damage. But you can make a strength check.
At the end?
To be freed. Yep.
Okay, it is my turn, so I'm going to take 1d6 piercing damage.
Great. That's 2.
I will take it. Is there anything I can do without moving? Yeah, there is. Spider is going to cast... on Glim, make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. 18.
I feel like that's good. 6, yes, 16 is to beat. So it tries to cast hold person on you. You are not held. And then it's going to make a strength. That's 13.
Spell save DC is 13, so it met it. So does that mean more free?
See?
Let's have this conversation. Yeah.
Can we have this conversation every time, please?
Active, passive, it's trying to break.
Because you're active.
Yeah. Yeah. So it breaks free.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's different every time.
It's the same. It's always active.
Sometimes
always
it makes perfect sense to me.
And other times it's just like all twisted around and I can't do it.
Yeah. Spells are... magic's weird. Sully, it's your turn.
Magic's weird.
Butterflies everywhere, ensnaring things, spider broke out, guy with a gun who's reloading a gun.
Yeah, I was paying attention. Yep. Sully definitely wasn't, though. He was looking at the butterflies. He's going to try his frightful sword of reflection again. We'll see how this goes. I'm going to use a different dice. Oh, fuck. 14.
No.
Really?
Really. Anything else you want to do?
I want to try to touch the butterflies.
Try to touch them in your finger. Just can't quite get them.
Mm.
Yeah. Sad. Moot, it's your turn.
I'm going to cast Magic Missile. So I throw up some glowing darts and hit this spider in like its legs. I would like to target its legs.
Go for it.
I mean, they hit automatically, so...
yeah,
I guess I target their legs. So that is 11 force damage.
Tell me how you kill Maggie Spider.
It turns out after my first two darts hit the front legs, it kind of like falls forward a little bit. And then the next one just hits it right in the forehead.
Yeah, the head explodes out as it's like the legs collapse. There's this huge shriek and then the head explodes backwards and... you see the butterflies kind of just move quickly around it.
I rolled another nat 1.
What?
Okay,
roll me that.
It's the most exciting day.
What is happening?
I love it.
Coming up. We've had 4 nat 1s already.
Yeah, it's very...
31.
I hope you shrink.
It makes me so happy when it happens in this instance and no other.
Moat disappears.
Oh, good.
Wait, do his butterflies stay?
Nope. Moat, you find yourself... Yeah, you find yourself in the astral plane.
Okay.
With butterflies all around you. It's beautiful.
Okay.
There's swirling colors. It's dark. A little bit like you can't breathe. And we cut back to your friends.
Guys, I lost Moat.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you guys, like, take an invisibility potion before we got back, or...
No, maybe he turned into, like, remember when he was a sheep that one time?
Oh, you're right.
So...
Oh, you're right, and I see a dog. Is that Moat?
Oh my god, maybe...
Come over here.
Yeah, we chased this random dog.
Is no one gonna talk about the giant spider that just tried to kill us?
And Moat is back.
Did I... Oh, I thought maybe I died. Did I die?
I'm wrestling this dog to the ground.
Moat, it's us! Moat! I'm like yelling at the dog.
Guys, I'm over here.
I can hear him. You're in there somewhere, buddy.
I just go over and I like grab Sully's shoulder. No, I'm over here.
Oh.
Oh
my god. We thought for sure you were that dog because remember it's the sheep and...
Oh, sure. Yep.
I look across the street and there's a family looking. This dog was on a leash. But it was retractable. It was like pretty far away.
God, I'm really sorry. That was,
I'm
you
so
know,
sorry.
Could you get off our dog,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, no, I,
we thought...
you know what? I'm so small. The dog was, it was really a fair fight.
This is a rescue dog. We were just trying to find a nice home for it.
Wait, you didn't rescue this dog?
We were pretending.
All right, you virtue signal over there.
Should we?
I'm just gonna move. Where did you go?
I don't know. It was kind of dark, but also light at the same time, but the butterflies came with me. So that's...
Butterflies are still there.
Oh.
Yeah, so they...
Wow.
They came with me, and now they're back, and I don't know really where... I don't know.
If it was dark and then light, were your eyes previously shut, and then you opened them?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Okay. I need to summarize here. So, people get blown up out of a window. Giant spider attacks them. Giant spider attacks me. I get sticky, see butterflies. Then spider blows up. This guy disappears, then comes back. There's butterflies, but it's just his eyes are closed.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that pretty
yeah,
much
I think
sums
it's pretty,
it up.
Pretty
okay.
succinct.
Guys, Glenn, all
right,
who's all right. this guy?
This is my friend Wimrin. He came with me from Jorat Thamar, and I've been telling him all about Bahamut and, of course, all about you guys. And it looks like... you were busy, because you were, I don't know, were you doing alchemy, or you were cooking a pie,
just
and there was smoke,
saving
and you
the
exploded?
City.
Oh.
Yeah, a little, you know, typical stuff for us. We were at the pub last night, and then some things went sideways, and then, yeah, explosion out a window, giant spider fight. You know, typical.
Yeah. I mean, that all tracks. That sounds totally right. Good job killing the giant spider.
I hit it a few times in the building before anybody saw anything.
Sully did real good before anyone saw anything.
I did. I slapped it in one of its eyes.
It's the middle, baby.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to the middle. It's the Amy and Russ middle.
It is.
Because we didn't want that Tom and Carla to get all the fun and excitement.
No, that's not true. That's not why we're doing this.
Why are we doing this?
Well, you know, when you've got people who need a break.
Oh, yeah.
And how we respect each other's time.
Yeah, that too.
And how we live together and can do this easily.
Yeah, all those things.
And sometimes Russ and I just want to be with you guys by ourselves.
That's true. Yeah. So thank you for joining us here in this lovely episode where we have the one and only Michael Howie.
Oh, my gosh. Which we are just changed forever because of.
Yep. No, this first episode where things are going real wild and crazy. Just wait for the second episode.
It's off the rail.
Yeah, so that's going to come in a couple weeks. But in the meantime, after you're done listening here, make sure you go listen to End of Time and Other Bothers, where Michael plays Egerton, totally not a chaotic character over there.
Mm, and no laughs. It's not funny at all. Very serious.
Yes.
Hard hitting stuff.
Listen to this, the tone in our voice, and go listen to The End of Time and Other Bothers. But also go listen to Defender Radio. That's Michael's other podcast.
Because if you know anything about podcasters, it's you can't just have one podcast. It's like potato chips.
So yeah, Defender Radio is about protecting Canadian wildlife. And showcasing all of the species that they are trying to promote and raise money for to help out. It's a great podcast.
So excellent cause.
Yeah, go check it out. And now we're going to get back to the episode. So thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest. And we'll talk to you all soon.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, well, that was a receptionist.
They have spider receptionists. Well,
it makes sense. Oh, they have eight arms.
You're right. They would be so good at it. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, she was previously just like a regular, like, human person.
Yeah, standard lady.
And anyway, we were told by new management, Z&Z, who I'm pretty sure run this place now, that we can rifle through anything to find out, you know, all the bad stuff. They had a mayor... Mayor Baron, and no good bad guy. So we were just going through his stuff, and we found some real like a secret compartment, and there was like bones and bongs inside of it. And then she just went all like arachnoid crazy.
Hmm. Do you have the bones still, or they're still like up in the? Did you grab them?
Well, I think they're still up there, unless that explosion did something to them.
I definitely put them in my pocket.
Oh, right, I didn't even see that, Sully.
I have sleight of hand.
You are
I'm so sneaky.
Roll sleight of hand to see how much you grabbed.
You mean how many?
How much bones?
How many bones were in there?
He just grabbed one bong.
I was supposed to get the bones. That's news to me. 23.
You have one bong and four what look like vertebrae.
I'm sorry. How many bones were in there? More than four?
There were more than that.
I didn't grab them all. If we want to go back, I was just trying to save us some time. Story-wise, and, you know, the amount of stairs that we had to do.
Turns out, when you're exploded out a window, you don't have to do any stairs.
I get a bonus for that on this tracking thing that I carry when I go town to town. Actually, if you don't mind, could I maybe just, you know, like, get you to wear it and do the explosion thing again?
I'm sorry.
I could really use the bonus.
You get a bonus every time you get thrown out of a window?
Yeah, because of the acceleration.
Oh, because it looks like you're running.
You're so fast.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it's perceived speed. That's what it's tracking.
You know what? Put down that dog over there.
Oh, good idea. And I go and I chase the dog down.
Oh, dang. You're doing it.
Okay, make a dex check.
Dex check.
Roll for dog.
Please chase that family dog down.
Yeah.
That leashed family dog.
13 plus 1, 14.
Okay. Yeah, Wimrin runs off, chasing the dog and the family down. The family starts to run with the dog, leaving the three of you there.
Well, I really missed you guys.
It's just business sure as he'll, usual.
He'll come back. Well, come back. Maybe.
How did the big opening go?
Oh, it was so good. People were just so hungry for, like, fitness and Bahamut, you know?
And the baguettes?
And the baguettes.
Okay, got a cabo load. So your buddy there, is he like a groupie now? Like a Bahamaniac that you have around, helps to like spread the word?
No, I think he's like just absorbing the Bahamut knowledge right now. I don't think he's ready to start spreading the good news himself. But I think he's just, you know, kind of learning and looking to get ahead in the world like we all are.
Okay. Now, I don't know if this is in the scriptures anywhere yet, but some people react poorly when you chase them covered in spider ichor, waving a gun and a magical fitness device while screaming Bahamut loves.
Huh. Yeah, you just really learn something new every day, don't you? Who could have guessed that?
And after all that cardio we did together.
Yeah, did you get the tracker on the dog or?
Oh, it's on the dog.
Nice.
Well, and it's with, I'm going to say it's with the dog. It's with the dog. Let's say that way. It's fine. Let's chill out. So a bong, that's cool. Bones, what's that all about?
You know what? Maybe we should go back upstairs. Number one, to get out of the street. Those children looked real scared. And the family looked real mad. But there were more than just these, like, spina pieces.
Can I guess, roll, like, insight or something to see if, like, I know what these are other than bones? Or what
be like arcana, maybe? Like, I mean, they're like bones for spells.
Archaeology? Do we have an archaeology?
What if it's in nature? It is bones.
You can look at them however you want. They look like three vertebrae right now.
Whole vertebrae?
And how big are they?
Or three Biggins? Vertebra.
Three vertebra.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, whoa, my pockets are huge.
Spines.
Yeah. Like there, ducks,
like,
in a window.
It's like a magic trick. It just keeps coming.
No, you got like a C6 and A4. And
Okay. Yeah. And how big are they? Like human size? Or big?
No, like human-sized.
Solly, that's kind of gross.
I didn't.
Was there a whole skeleton and you just like yoinked these out of the
No, it
spine,
was just like a whole drawer full of them. I mean, that's also gross.
The skeleton was in the drawer?
No, like pieces.
Yeah, it was like the bone drawer.
Like someone was doing a skeleton puzzle and you just like stole three pieces out of it? Because like, that's kind of rude.
What?
They're going to get almost done and then be like, oh, he can't hold up his own neck now.
And they're middle pieces too. How annoying is that? Because you're going to start with the toes and the skull and work in, and you're going to get, see, look, that's an E6. Right? If you count down and you use two fingers and you do the thing. So that's going to be like the end of the night. Everyone's sitting around. Look, we're almost done the puzzle, everyone. Huzzah, huzzah. We got through this difficult harvest season. And then three missing vertebrae and a missing bong. So someone's not going to have a good night either way.
I think we're missing the point that this was a really bad dude. And I don't think these bones were given voluntarily.
Oh, you think this was like his like weird murder drawer?
Yeah, I think it was very funarious. Oh.
Did you guys kill this guy already?
Or? Oh yeah. Wait.
Oh,
well,
good.
Well, okay. Like not exactly.
Not like dead.
He kind of like jumped through a portal, but he left this book behind, and I rummage through my bag and I pull out this book.
And what's the book called?
I don't know. It's just got a bunch of runes on it.
Can I read the book? Can I read the ruins?
You can roll a religion.
I mean, if anyone should be able to roll a decent religion check around here.
You know what's crazy, though? I don't have really high religion.
You do in your heart, bonus. Though. That's where that...
I do in my heart. Is a 16?
You get a sense that you've seen runes like this in a book you read, probably back at home. They... we're surrounding like lore around demons and devils and the abyss. Just general knowledge. And then there were like samples of similar runes like within the page. But there's no direct translation that you would be able to come up with for them.
Have we checked this book for pictures?
I'd say you would have scanned through it. And there are definitely pictures of...
like in the middle and they're glossy and it's like, oh,
exactly.
It's so nice to just look at and flip through. I don't even know what the book's about, but I like the pictures.
There are pictures of what look like organs. You would have
seen. Like hearts and lungs are like dun, 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 dun.
Both.
Both.
Both. Different sections.
Okay.
Yeah, one's in the first glossy section, one's in the second glossy section. You would have seen pictures of images of sacrifice, like people sacrificing themselves or others. There would have been one image that you saw, which is like of a landscape of like this roiling death place. like where the landscape looked like it's made from decayed humanoid parts.
So just a field of bones.
Yeah.
I think I have a timeshare there. It's like Northern Florida. Right?
Yeah. Rings a bell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. You make it back up there. There's clouds of smoke and stuff coming out. It looks like the flames have kind of extinguished themselves on the explosion. You're able to crouch down and get back to where you found this drawer.
How was there an explosion? Did she throw a spider bomb at us first?
Yes.
Neat.
Well, the green goblin showed up. It was a whole thing.
There looked to be like vials along one wall. And as you were fighting with her.
Oh, you don't have to explain. It's okay. Bombs. Okay.
Yeah.
A spider bomb. Yeah. Was thrown at us, and yeah. that threw us out the window.
Perfect.
It wasn't alchemy yeah. and mixing of vials. No, it was okay. a spider bomb. It was a spider bomb. It's cooler.
Roger that. It was a spider bomb. You make it back to the drawer. Sully, you're probably zipping to the drawer.
Yeah.
You get back to the drawer, and inside there look to be the rest of the vertebrae to make up a full spinal column. There is a pelvic bone and a goat's head skull.
So do these, oh, so there's a goat head skull, but do the rest of these bones look goaty?
No, the pelvic bone and the vertebrae look humanoid. And they're all resting in this porcelain basin that's in this drawer.
It's weird. You guys do yeah. weird stuff.
Man.
I mean, Bahamut's cool. I'm looking for some sales. I've got stuff to sort out, but this is just weird.
I mean, while we're in here, we should look for that trickle-up stone. Maybe there's one.
Oh, good idea.
Might want to take a look for that. I am going to agree with Wimrin that this is weird and gross, mm-hmm. and it's making me very uncomfortable. So should we, like, destroy these bones?
I was just thinking maybe some smashing, because obviously yeah. these are used for some sort of, like, you know, incantation of it's magical.
Yeah,
like,
it's...
you get it. Like, it's, you know, just like when calling upon the, you know, butterflies.
Yeah.
I'm out of my depth here, I'm not going to lie.
Real bad vibes here. That's for sure.
All right, I want to smash a goat skull. Dibs on the goat skull.
Oh, are we smashing things? Can I do like this whole row of weird alchemy bottles that are precariously stored on the wall but haven't blown up yet?
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Can we smash the bones first and then all step away a little bit while you do that?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
I'm going to take my staff of the adder and just start to like smash the skull.
Yeah,
with my awful, very, like, jerk-off hand motions I just use. Apologies to everyone watching that. It was like I was jerking off a giant. It was awful. So sorry.
Okay.
I don't know if it was awful.
It's a two-hander. It's a big skull. And a smaller staff, because I had it tailored. Things have gone weird.
I've lost the thread.
Yeah, no, it's there somewhere, though. It all makes sense.
Okay, well... yeah, we can do what you want to do. I mean, I kind of pictured like an office space, like, you know, destroying the printer kind of move, like sure. some hardcore rap yeah. starts yeah. up in the background.
I totally just spit beer all over myself. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
can I
that.
Have a tissue?
I mean,
you
I
can
have
do whatever you want to do.
I have that war pick, so I mean, it's sure. basically a magical sledgehammer.
Yeah, so we take a moment, and the four of you go around and smash these bones, and they break. There's nothing any magical or imbued about them. They smash with the appropriate force that you would expect them to smash.
All right, you want to like break some jaws of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we've got all of these glass things up on the wall, and. We've already smashed the bones. If we're going to keep smashing stuff, I think just, you know, these colorful vials are a great place to start.
Are any of them labeled?
No.
Excellent.
Is there anything else that looks like what is even in this room? A wall of vials, which is very tempting.
Bone drawer.
I mean,
with
he's not wrong.
Porcelain.
There's the drawer with a porcelain chalice with the bones.
There's a wall of liquid, various different vials of liquid, with ranging colors. It looks like outside of that, like you walked through what is now an exploded entry to what looks like a higher up office. The desk and everything is like charred and burned on top of the secretary's desk. The office in and of itself has a sign hanging from it that says off to find the Brizzly Grairs. And then it's like it's scattered papers, mostly from the tussle, the fight that went on. Otherwise, it's just looks pretty like a standard office.
Well, nothing else looks great in here, and I feel like this is a real bad dude, so I guess, Wimrin, do your worst, but I'm really...
Swing away. I'm going to step away.
I'm just going to back up, and you do whatever you want to do.
I'm going to watch from
the
door.
Well, it's starting to get a little late in the day, I think, so why don't I just cork one? I'm going to take the skinny purple bottle and just cork it. I'll put that in my tunic. And I'm going to take one small orange one and just chuck it out the hole in the wall and see what happens.
Okay.
So you threw it outside?
Yeah,
the people of the street. Okay. Bring it on. You're bringing fun energy into
the street. Just out the thing. There's no consequence to this action, can there be?
No, you...
Have you played with Russ before? So many consequences.
You you toss it out and you hear like this loud poof. And then there's kind of like this churning sound.
Cool. All right, so what's next?
Well, I guess more investigations. Like, Sully, remember, there's two-thirds of the people in Hardcastle just disappeared.
Yeah, the houses are just kind of empty. Like, people just went on vacation, but like in the middle of the day today.
Lots of weird stuff's been going on here.
There's something going on in a lot of the cities.
Is it? Because sometimes I think it might be us. Because every city we go to, something messed up's happening. But you're saying you've seen it too?
Why? It is what I haven't seen. I mean, like I've got all of these barding goods here. Look here. Okay, so here I'll give Moot here. You can have this leer. Here, play with that. And,
okay.
All right. And I've got a couple of pan flutes here and a harmonica. I think it's in G sharp, maybe. I'll just pass those over to you, Glim. You can have those for now. And I've also got these fun little things where it's a quick drawing thing and you draw someone and it teaches you how to draw them in different situations they're not actually in. That's a really popular thing at the bars. Anyway, all of that's going to be about 15 gold. You can just pass that on to me when you're ready. But it's been really interesting because I've been going into these cities and there's often like just no one around anymore, right? There's normally you'd go in and there'd be people like, hey, what are you doing here? I've got stuff. I want to get stuff. And everyone wants to trade. And there's someone in the stocks and there's tomatoes and there's a dragon and there's blood in the streets. There's something going on. But
sure,
lately,
typical city stuff.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet.
Huh.
I'm sure it's nothing, but...
I am relieved it's not just us. Sully, I was kind of thinking the same thing. Like, I know it's my fate to save the world and blah, 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 but it did seem like we were kind of bringing ruin and destruction everywhere we went, which doesn't seem like the best way to save the world. So,
is it like one of those you have to break a couple eggs to make an omelet situation? Or,
I mean, I was starting to think that, but I'm glad. Well, gosh, on one hand, I'm glad it's not just us. On the other hand, not happy to hear that maybe things are bad kind of everywhere.
Yeah, that makes it sound like saving the world's going to be like a really big job. I kind of expected it to be a little bit like, you know, like funneled down into a specific location. But do we have to go all over this place saving people?
Yeah, I really don't know. You know, things have sort of, I know you guys probably think I'm like been through a lot and I'm pretty tough and I have like a lot of character, but really like life's been pretty easy for me. And I sort of thought this whole saving the world thing would just like keep working that way. You know, I just like go and people would be kind and helpful and then we just keep doing that and then everything would be great.
I think that maybe that would have been the path you were on. But you invited me into this journey and I've never had that experience.
Oh. Well, I guess I hope that just you guys would be with me and we'd all like maybe get a bit scared and it'd be a bit dangerous, but mostly like we'd just be fine.
Well, there is something I heard. I don't know if it's substantial, and I don't know if it really has anything to do with what you're doing, and I don't know if you're going to save the world with it.
I love a good rumor, but, like, though.
It is a good rumor. So, like, you know that there's the trade routes are all up in the air right now, right?
No. What's happening with
that? So you've just been in a circle. Like, wait. Let's backtrack. How long have you been on the road for?
Oh, gosh, like a pretty long time.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
I've grown all kind right, so of you, a beard.
You know the difficulty in getting things between Termis, Chondith, and Tether right now.
No.
I haven't even heard those words before. No.
Those are places, Glim.
Yeah, I mean, through context clues, sure. I assume. Yeah.
Well, they're presumably places. They could be something else. I mean, they could be, you know, like brands.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Different planes where there people you go. Put portals to. I mean, mm-hmm. anything is possible. But so there's some trade issues. We don't really
get
like,
it's complicated and it's the soap opera sounding thing. And I've got like, I've heard the writings about this paragraph that explains it, but I really haven't spent a lot of time looking for it. But I'll dig around my bag as we're going. I have it written down on a slip of paper somewhere because I thought it was important.
We hear barking outside the hole in the wall.
Oh, that's my friend. He's back. He's probably come back with the thing.
You go look out the hole in the wall and there's this huge churning orange portal that the dog is running towards.
Are you going to get some mad bonuses when that dog goes through there?
And it keeps running and falls in and then the portal sucks up closed behind it.
Question. Was it still on a leash? Is there a leash just like sticking out of the ground?
Yes.
Is there a child holding the end of it?
Sad, do you want this to be? Yeah, a child comes running around the corner and says, Sparky, Sparky, where are you?
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 79, starring Amy Moore as Sullivan Slight, Carla Maxted as Glim, Tom Laird as Moot, and me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, with guest Michael Howey as Wimryn Saris. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Sound Ideas, and Boom Library. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Mark Hartless, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, Eric Houlihan, and Ray Serback. To support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast called The Adventures Of, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
The spider is Maggie, for your knowledge.
The
old lady. If you're new.
This is not the first time Russ has been like, oh, hey, this is this thing, and we're all like...
I'm having such a moment. It was a feeling like such a long time ago.
Michael had a list of things about the podcast, so he is actually much more informed about what's happening than we are.
So much more than I do right now.
Maggie was Baron Jacek's secretary.
Mm-hmm.
For your knowledge, which you can explain in podcast here shortly, Maggie, you don't know this, Maggie turned into a giant spider wielding a dagger because you found a secret compartment inside the ex-Baron's office.
Oh, did I see what was in the compartment before she turned into a giant spider? Where's the smoke coming from?
Some bones. Some bones.
Some bongs?
Bones.
Bones.
That's where the or smoke's
nope,
coming
it's bongs
from.
Now. It's some bongs.
Some bongs. Some bongs. Yeah.
Zed and Z gave you basically carte blanche to go search the entire place. But now we're in combat, so...
Oh, gosh.
So this is the really nice elderly secretary.
Yeah, yeah. She turned into this.
I don't recall her being super nice.
I thought she was okay. She didn't have us wait for very long. You know what,
though? She was a sex fiend, but I don't remember her being overly
right?
nice.
If you nasty.
Well, I really missed a lot.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know what? I've forgotten a lot of it. Sorry, Michael, I'm not this sloppy, usually. You just caught me. Made me laugh.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing?
Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title. Why you should be watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000 word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories. But this way, I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.